Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast on this lovely March the 4th, 2015. I'm your host, Hissy Saradi, and tonight we will be talking about Nanda Parbat. Nanda Parbat. All right, episode 15 of season 3 of Arrow. Brief synopsis here for that show is Oliver and Thea continue their training with Merlin, which was a really cool scene when you see them going at it. Thea struggles with the secret of Sarah's death and confesses the whole truth to Laurel and tells her she isn't responsible. Thea also makes a deal to turn her father over to the League. Laurel confronts Merlin and is easily outmatched, but they are interrupted by Nyssa and the League, and Merlin is captured. Oliver decides to go to Nanda Parbat and to rescue Merlin to prevent Thea from losing touch with her humanity when she realizes that she has sentenced her father to death. Oliver and Diggle infiltrate Nanda Parbat, but walk into a trap set by Roz. Instead of killing Oliver, Roz expresses his appreciation for Oliver's courage and strength and asks Oliver to replace him as the head of the League. Meanwhile, Thea confesses the truth of Nyssa and offers her the chance at revenge, and Ray tests the flight compatibilities of his complete Adam exosuit. In flashbacks, Oliver is debriefed by General Matthew Shreve. Afterwards, he is promised that he can return to his home if he pleases. On the way home, Oliver and Yamashiro's are ambushed, overrun. Oliver flees for safety with Yamashiro's son. All right, so definitely a lot going on in this episode. The Adam was exposed, finally taking flight, not shrinking. This episode aired on February the 25th, 2015. We are live right now for the next 24 minutes. Please call in at 914-338-1036. Let's go to the callers from area code 469. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Thank you, kind sir. Joe from Krypton. What's going on?
What's up, Joe?
Not much, dude. What a great episode, man. The Adam suit reveal, the thing with Roz at the end of him asking Oliver to be the next Ra's al Ghul.
I was like, what is going on?
It's a crazy episode. Oh, I just want to say, man, to anyone listening, a lot of people have been asking, is that the Lazarus Pit that Roz was in? No. The writer said that it's up to the fans whether or not you want
to
think it's the Lazarus
Pit. To me, it's just like a little jacuzzi.
Yeah, but some people were speculating Lazarus Pit. The writer said, we don't know yet. We're not saying so. But it was still really cool to see it.
That's awesome. Yeah, definitely a lot of cool things going on. Also, when people were buzzing around online was that the Adam exosuit, it didn't shrink. Instead, it flew. What are your thoughts?
I think
do we have a new Iron Man?
Yeah, it looked very Iron Man-ish, which is okay. I'm okay because, like I said before, it's a loose adaptation of the comic books. They take privileges with these characters and storylines. So I'm okay that they're making him fly, blah, blah, blah. But I think we will still see him shrink. I think we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves. We shouldn't be too worried. I think we'll
do you
still
think it might be
shrink.
Like a malfunction thing and they find it by accident?
Maybe, but I kind of think it's he knows that he can do that. Those are my thoughts anyway.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. Though.
Okay. Let's go to our next caller from area code 609. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Francesco. So I know you're not a big fan of Oliver Queen, but did you watch last week's episode? Nanda, help me out, guys. How do you say this? Nanda what?
Nanda Parbat. You had it right.
Parbat. Okay, just the way it's – okay, Nanda Parbat.
Mm-hmm. No, I did not watch it, but I only put it on to see what happened with the Atom, and then I was totally disgusted.
Oh, what do you mean?
He flew. Let me just read you this. Okay. Ray Palmer, the Atom's abilities. Ability to shrink and grow his body and other objects to varying degrees, including the subatomic level, while manipulating his weight to his advantage. You know what would have been really, really cool to see happen at the end? Him making a phone call and jumping into the phone wire and traveling. That would have been good. Not taking off to become an Iron Man. I think that this is just another way to put a Superman into the show where Arrow's becoming Batman. Oliver Queen should might as well call himself Bruce Wayne, and then Brandon Routh should call himself Clark Kent. I cannot believe this mother effer is blind.
He already has.
I cannot believe this guy is flying.
Yeah, he's flying.
It's a loose adaptation, dude.
Yeah, but that's real loose, dude. He's never flown. That's like giving Batman the power to, like, you know, superhuman strength.
In the comics and in the TV shows and movies, they take different things. They do different things with the Joker, with his origins, and why is it any different?
Well, it's different, but he's the same crazy person. We're not changing him at the core of who he is, but we're just changing kind of his backstory, where he comes from. But, like, you know, if Ray Palmer, instead of, like, a detective guy, was maybe, like, a gymnast that came across, like, the scientist that, you know, hooked him up with a suit, then I would say, okay. But, I mean, I can't believe he flew. What's he going to do? Is he going to fly and shrink? Like, what's this guy's deal? Is he going to fly and then shrink him? Like I was reading.
Yeah, I'm with you, man, because I'm like, when he flew, I'm like, oh, we have Iron Man. Okay, rich billionaire.
Good look.
Yeah. And that windshield wiper, and that windshield he's got for a visor.
I don't buy it.
I don't like that. I don't like
that. I don't buy it. But he needs a windshield when he's flying, so, you know.
See, if he was on the Flash show,
he needs to see where he's going.
Cisco would have gave him a better suit than that BS.
Yeah, wait till Cisco sees him. He's like, wait a minute, bro. I can help you.
Cisco's gonna say, what are you, one of the village people? Come back over
there
and take care of you.
There you go. Yeah. All right, from Erico 239, welcome to Arrow Talk, where we're talking about Nanda Parbat.
Matt from Nanda Parbat.
Okay, all right. Welcome back, Matt from Nanda Parbat.
How come it took forever to get me on the podcast?
There you go. What?
It took me forever to get on the podcast.
Yeah, you were number 3. What's going on, Matt?
Oh.
You're losing your touch.
I guess I called in a bit late.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no VIP lines here.
Wow. It was an amazing episode. I loved it.
Yeah,
it was fun. It was awesome. I mean, gosh, the CC.
And then Miss Felicity smoking, hitting the sheets.
Yes.
Yikes. Holy man, I'm surprised no one brought that up.
Okay. Let's keep it G-rated.
Let's keep it G-rated, Francesco, because we know you go there. Let's see. We have a new caller from air code 469.
Chris from Canada.
Hey, Chris. How's it going, sir?
Hey, what up?
What up, sir? Okay, so yeah, let's go to you, Matt. What do you think, Miss Felicity, getting a little smoke in the smoking sheets?
She was, but I go like, no, she's meant to be with Oliver. I mean, why? Because Oliver's going to be so pissed. I wonder at some point at the end of the season if it's going to be the Arrow versus the Atom. If he's going to be
I don't know, Matt. It doesn't really seem like he cares about her that much anymore. Think that, Asus? Does it seem like
no, he's
Oliver
moved
really
on.
Cares?
He's like, you
it
know what,
does
bros?
It seem like it.
I think he even told her, he's like, you got to go get your some, you know.
Is that what he said? Oh,
my God. No, no, no. I don't want to be a woman.
He's like, before
he
gets old and wrinkly, go get some.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, don't wait for me, yeah.
All right,
what about you, Francesco? Your thoughts on the smoking Felicity?
Did he see? I don't even see that bullshit part.
Oh,
I
you haven't
saw,
even seen it. Well, you should definitely fast forward to that part.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Hey, Matt, Francesco has a great idea for a show, Jesus, and I'm being serious here. He wants to do a show called...
I've heard a lot of Francesco's shows.
No, yeah. But he wants to call it I Hate Arrow, where he talks about how much he hates the episode, and then we call in and then encounter that with how much we loved it. Dude, it gets so many downloads. I Hate Arrow.
Yeah.
All amazing.
Right, yeah, yeah. Whatever you guys want to do the collab, let me know.
Awesome.
I Hate Arrow podcast? Really?
Yeah.
We all love it.
I know. I might not call to that one, guys.
No, I may not either. I love Arrow. Are you kidding me? And the sea, Rod, Oliver.
All right, so Chris from Candor, did you watch last week's episode, Nanda Parbat?
Yeah, I did. I did. It was good.
Tell us, what scene stood out for you? What was your favorite scene, and tell us why?
I did like the Atom part. I liked it. He, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you were happy he was more Iron Man than the Ant-Man?
No, of course that part was like.
I think it would be cool.
The Iron Man, yeah. Yeah, even though I didn't thought it was cool.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning more on your end, Francesco. I'm like. It would have been so cool because imagine DC would have been the first to even beat the Ant-Man into a shrinking superhero to be on any screen, either TV screen or movie screen. They would be the first one out of the gate to explore that world where he could shrink up to, you know, you name it, you know, to which size he wants to be.
I don't even know how that. I don't even know how that suit would shrink, to be honest with you.
Well, hey, you know what? I think we're being
it's all metal.
I think we're being a little hard on it, guys, because we've only seen one scene of what the suit can do. I mean, we're not being too fair with it. I mean, we don't know yet what that suit can actually do. All we've seen is it fly. I mean, who knows what else it can do, though? We got to give it a few episodes to see what it can really do before we start judging it.
Yeah, well, here's my thing on that. I also didn't buy the flying because even at the Iron Man level, even Tony had troubles trying to balance himself with his jets. This guy, just like out of the get-go, I'm out of here. Like, does he even know how to fly that thing? Does he even know where he's going?
Okay. Yeah, that's another thing. They didn't even see him struggle, like, kind of like...
No, he's like dude, I got this. Because I got this, bro.
I got this,
bro.
Yeah. Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah.
DC, man.
Don't be bad, bro. Okay, all right. So, Matt from Florida, tell us, what was your favorite scene in Nanda Parbat?
I love the opening scene. I was so geeking out because I tweeted to everyone on Twitter that OMG, 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 that's the Lazarus Pit. That's the Lazarus Pit.
So you bought into it that it is the Lazarus Pit?
Yeah, because on Emergency Awesome on YouTube, Charlie says that is the Lazarus Pit. Because why would Roz be taking it back?
It could be the Lazarus Pit, but the writer said that it's not confirmed that it is.
But it was just so awesome. And I loved the training moment with Malcolm, Oliver, Thea, and Dave.
Yeah, that was great.
And the way Thea was being honest to everyone, and now she's going to die probably. The
I
whole
think
thing
who?
I think Lance is going to die.
Huh?
I think Lance is, because they said on Twitter that they already filmed in a really emotional scene.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Or it could be, I almost thought it was going to be Rory, but.
Francesco's already doing his show.
But then Roz wants Oliver to become the next Ra's al Ghul, and in the promo for the next one, he tells Oliver that the city's going to turn against you. And I think Oliver will become the next Ra's al Ghul because
no.
Lance is. No?
No.
You think
so?
He might train Bruce Wayne? What if he is the next Roz and he trains young Bruce Wayne?
What a show effort, man. This guy, Oliver Queen,
I don't think so.
Batman,
you know why? You know why? That can't be true, Jesus, because they just said that Damian Wayne's going to be the next big bad in this in Arrow. He's going to be in the last
episode. Was that a movie pilot quote?
No, that came from, what website was that? That was actually confirmed. I read it on comicbookmovie.com also. I forgot what website it was. But Damian Wayne will be coming on Arrow.
Okay.
Whoa, Bruce Wayne. That means Bruce Wayne is in this universe. He's an adult, a Batman. So
well,
if
that's the case,
universe,
then why haven't they even mentioned that? Like, hey, shouldn't we contact this other guy that dresses up as a bat?
Well, they don't probably, they probably don't know he really exists. I mean, Batman doesn't just.
Well, if Damian Wayne is already a grown adult, I mean, time has passed.
Look, you guys, I know we all love
grown
adults. I know we all like Laurel, but I'm starting to have a major crush on Bissa. She is very hot.
Who?
Who?
Nissa.
Who?
Nissa.
Nissa, yeah.
She was looking good in the episode.
Okay, let me give you my favorite since we're going. My favorite scene was when Nissa tells Laurel that she has honored her sister and it's now time for her to rest and, you know, let it go as her sister's killer will be avenged.
Say that again?
Yeah, so that was my favorite.
Interesting.
All right, let's go to you. Francesco, if you did see this episode, what would it be,
no
be your favorite?
I have no clue what the F is happening in this season. I can
care really?
Less.
Where did you leave off?
I left
episode
off,
one.
No, I left off when... when the that crazy guy with the mask, they finally killed him, the Mirakuru, and they put that other crazy guy in
there. Way behind.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like,
I thought you
I
watched
don't know.
Episode
I just,
1 and 2 of season 3, though.
Yeah, you were following us for a while.
Okay,
yeah,
but which episode is that?
You're talking about season 2
the
at
calm?
The end.
Yeah. I was watching it when I was watching up until they killed the sister, and then after that, I'm like, oh jeez. I mean,
Sarah.
Oh, so you watch when they killed Sarah?
Yeah. And isn't Black Canary supposed to be voluptuous and perfect and like so scantily, like a little bit scandalous? Like this girl's like covered up all the way up to her forehead. I mean,
well, you know, times have changed, Francesco. You know, it's more of the what's inside of the female body than what's outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's inside. So let's get to see it.
I wish the Flash was on this week, guys. I saw pictures of the episode.
Don't remind me, Matt.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to Arrow. Let's go to you, Joe. What was your favorite scene?
My favorite scene, I'm going to go a different route than everyone's probably going to say, and I'm going to go bromance here. The scene where Diggle tells Arrow, Oliver tells Diggle, I will be your best man. That was pretty cool, man. In a scene where they don't know if they're going to die or they're going to make it, you know, when they fall into Ra's al Ghul's trap. That was pretty cool, man. That was a nice little scene between those two characters.
I liked it. Do you know what scene I'm talking about?
Yeah, when they're
yeah, that was definitely
chains are around them, and they're talking to
yeah.
each other.
Uh huh.
Perfect.
That was a cool scene. I liked it.
Now, since this is my problem when different shows share the same universe, or let's say movies, for Marvel's example, why wouldn't like the Flash go tell Oliver Queen, yo, we got Firestorm, bro? Like, what's going on? And I heard you're dead? What's this all about? Now, there's no communication between the two, you know, superheroes.
That's what
I mean,
talking to Joe about.
It's like
that, that whole theory.
Does it mean that it's so weird that they're so isolated, but they want to share the same universe?
Yeah, but dude, it's like the comics. You can't have them always cross over. It's too convenient. You got to let the character stand on his own. You can't always
yeah,
say,
but we're not
I'm
talking about
with
every
that.
Episode, Joe. I mean, the only crossover they had was, you know, the Versus and then the other one. And then,
well,
and then
Flash
the what? The pilot of Flash. I mean, that was pretty much it. We're not talking about
Flash
every
is,
episode.
No, I know
there's
that,
no mention.
Is,
I mean, let's say
yeah.
not even show the characters. Let's just mention it. Hey, did you hear Oliver Queen died? What?
Well, that's over.
Okay.
That's over, though,
and,
dude. That's too much. Okay,
that's overload.
Ahead,
that's
yeah,
overload.
It's too much mention. It's too. It's like you keep referencing this other character too much, and it's like for what? I mean, you got to stand.
Well, here's
the
big reason why. Hey, how about we cross promote both of our shows? So if we mention what's going on in the other show, I wonder if viewers will go and check it out. How about that?
Then,
yeah.
then the creative hands are tied. They're tied to what the other creators are doing on the other show, and it just creates.
That's what happens when you have a shared universe.
I
mean,
I know,
that's what Marvel's. That's their problem right now is that they have to watch every footstep that's
exactly.
you know taking place ahead of them because if they mess up
the
timeline, it's going to get really boggly.
Exactly. See, that's probably what they know is that's a big issue. They're trying to stay away from doing that all the time so they don't have that problem. Yeah, that's a shared
yeah,
universe.
Yeah, okay, let's hear
and
from someone else. Anyone else?
Well, I agree with you guys. I mean, I mean, like, just a mention would be okay, and maybe Barry saying, like, offhand, say, hey, I went to go look for Oliver. I couldn't find him, you know, and then all of a sudden, like, you get back to something else. But a mention would be nice because don't tell me, like, the guy that you learned to be a superhero from goes missing and you don't know about it and you're sitting here in fucking Central City, like, eating a donut and talking to, you know, like, what's-her-face. I mean, I understand the point. You only got, like, an hour. But, I mean, if that's the – if they're going to do these things, they have to have more crossovers. Maybe
yes.
like two or three each, like, half season. So you might have, like, four crossovers.
Yeah.
Or
they are doing one with the Atom in the Flash episode 18. I heard, and
well,
it's
that
called
I can't wait to
Star
see.
Team Up.
That I can't wait to see.
I don't understand
yeah.
why you want Flash to reference Arrow. You hate Arrow.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Like, I'm just saying,
now
like,
we're
you know,
getting on personal attacks.
No,
Chris,
personal attacks.
Chris, you're still there. Are you listening to us? Well, what do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here. I do agree with both of you in both counts because sometimes, like what you said, they both have to stand on their own and be able to shine on their own and be able to be respected as their own hero characters. And at the same time, it would probably help them together. You know what I mean? Like to in the ratings and kind of like, hey, we do communicate. You know, we live in the same city or country, whatever, you know, Barry can just run over there. It probably take him a minute, you know, and be back. You know what I mean? Kind of like to show the communication, you know. So I do agree with both.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong answer here. So I'm glad Joe stepped it up and gave us on both sides, you know, as we discussed this topic. Let's open the floor to you guys. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Anything Arrow-related?
Well, one thing that bothered me when they did it with the Flash was why didn't they do it more with Barry and Felicity? They just did it just once in that one episode, like, and when Felicity first met Barry.
Do what?
Didn't he like him?
Oh, you mean like hit the sheets?
No. It means like each other because they did
have
the kiss moment on the train.
Dude, I mean, at this point, if they revisit that, she'd be like a superhero whore.
Yeah, it'd be a little sticky situation there.
Yeah.
Literally.
So in the comic books, he marries Firestorm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's totally a comic book word that Francesco says.
Superhero whore.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments?
Let's go to you, Francesco. Anything Arrow related?
I just hope to hopefully find a tiny percentage of interest in getting into this season, or maybe I'll catch it on Netflix during the summer. But as of now, I don't. I mean, Oliver's constantly depressed. He's torn. He's becoming. He's got to get revenge. I don't know. He's such a girl. He's like. He's got mood swings left and right.
you know, if he was listening, he would kick your ass.
Yeah, he would kick your ass.
Listen.
Yeah, he would chew him up and spit him.
Listen, I would love.
Hey,
I would love.
No, but Francesco, thank you. Thank you for telling us your honesty, because I'm sure there's other people that might listen to the podcast that are on a shoestring, and they're like, you know what? I can't hold on to this. And, you know, they agree with you or not, but. I thank you for being truthful here.
I give the truth whenever it's deserved. And right now
what would it take for the writers? Let's pretend they're listening, because they do follow the Twitter feed. What would make them do, you know, write for the show to bring you back? What would it take for them to
mention
okay,
Batman?
Hold on a second. Well, the only time, if I have to mention Batman, it's to drop Oliver's ass on the floor, because he needs to get an ass whooping. Anyway, but what I would think that they would need to write, is maybe his own universe. I mean, everything that they've used is from Batman. Own life, get your own enemies, and intrigue me of things that I don't know. I know these villains already. But the hero doesn't match up. That's why I'm not interested, because there's no history there. So, I mean, it's not like you're doing like a Super Friends crossover where another villain is, you know, attacking somebody else. I mean, let's just get the back history and the back villains of the.
You don't like the island back history?
Give me that about the island. Is Hurley there? Is Harley there? And Jack?
Harley?
What's his name? The guy from London.
Oh
my gosh.
I don't know.
That's a stretch there.
Writers, do something better for season 4, please.
All right. Well, that concludes our episode of Arrow Talk.
It does conclude.
I want to thank Francesco for calling in, Joe from Krypton, Chris from Kandor, and Matt from Florida. We'll be on hiatus on Arrow till we get back. So this will be our last episode until they return. So I believe, when are they coming back, guys? March 18th. So
March,
I guess next
19th.
Week.
Yeah.
Is it next week?
Yeah, catch the last couple episodes, guys, because that's the end of the season in the series.
There you go. All right. Good night, guys.